When I put faith, conviction, and love together, I raise positive children. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, and all sorts of wonderful groups here on the mountain in Southern California. When I put faith, conviction, and love together, I raise positive children. What is putting faith, conviction, and love together? What is faith, conviction, and love, putting it together and raising happy children? Think about it. Think about just what that means. What does faith mean in our life? Faith means that we believe in ourselves. We think we're pretty nice people. And what is conviction? Conviction is we stand up for the principles and the concepts that we have made for ourselves. And what is love? Love is the feeling of warmth and togetherness that is dwelling within our families and in our world. Now, when I put faith, conviction, and love together, I raise positive children. Well, now, I guess you have to have three kids, one named Faith, Conviction, and Love, and then you raise them together as positive children. But I think it means something a little more deep than that. I think what we're trying to say here is that our children are our thoughts. Our children are our thoughts for each one of us as well as for anyone else. Our thoughts. And when our thought is a thought of faith, when our thought is a thought of believing in ourselves, knowing that we are good people, we can say I like me, we can say all that good stuff. When our thoughts are standing up for ourselves, having the conviction of our convictions, having the conviction of our beliefs, the conviction of our knowing what is right and what is wrong, and standing up for it. And in that, it's the thought. Did you ever laugh at a dirty joke? Did you ever laugh at a joke that took advantage of somebody else and put them down? Did you ever laugh at anything that was sort of not very pleasant for somebody else? And you know, everyone has done that from time to time, because you sort of snicker and then you realize, hey, that wasn't very nice. And then you don't like yourself for having done it, but you did it. And the big thing that we want to do is not to do it in the first place. Not to be so weak in our convictions that we are allowing ourselves to say things or think things that are not really harmonious. We watched a movie last night, and in the movie there was a dog named Rocky. And the dog was a nice dog. He was built up as a friendly little guy. But when it came time to rescue the family and take care of them when they were being chased by a wolf, what did he do? He was more interested in a fight, more interested in the battle, more interested in getting after the guy than he was saving the family. And you see, when you can't get this message across, that he's out there saving the family, he wasn't out there because he wanted to save the family. He didn't even think of that. He was out there because that wolf shouldn't be there, that's all. And the wolf was in his territory. The wolf was in his place. Now you say, well, that's the same thing. And no, it isn't. It isn't the same thing. It's standing up for what is right. Now, perhaps his territory was that, but where was he? He was in the wolf's territory. Mm-hmm. He was right in the middle of the wolf's forest, in the middle of the wolf's countryside, and the wolf was not doing anything bad. He was just out looking for his supper. And that's what dogs do. I mean, wolves do. That's what anybody does. I mean, you know, the family themselves would be looking for the supper. And at one time, the little dog was running around the house, and he smelled a steak on the table that hadn't been cooked yet. And he thought to himself, oh boy, oh boy. So he grabbed it, and he started to enjoy it. Now, was he doing anything wrong? Not in his mind. That was just ready food. He had been used to finding food in the garbage and finding food in trash bins, and so ready food was wherever he found it. Now, was he in a home that was respecting him, and did he get fed proper food and other things? Yes. Then he has to readjust. He has to set up a new set of convictions that he cannot just take everything there. That belongs, each thing belongs to each person. And he could not go and destroy something that belonged to somebody else, like the other dog's house, you know. And that was purely an accident, but nothing happened by chance, does it? There are no accidents. And so, since there are no accidents, then there are no problems. And if there are no problems, then why should the dog take food off the table? It's just that when the dog did, the people said, yeah, I figured he would. I figured if it were laying out there, he'd probably run for it. And they shouldn't have thoughts like that, because that showed their lack of conviction of what they believed. Now, does your dog know where its food is? Does your dog know where its food bowl is? Does your dog know that it should not take napkins from the table? You know? Does your dog know it shouldn't take napkins from your lap? Does your dog know these things? Well, not really, because you don't. You expect him to take the napkins from the table, you expect him to take the napkins from your lap, and then you expect him to bounce around and have fun saying, oh, let's play, let's play. You see, this is what goes on in your mind. Now, we don't say that a dog should or shouldn't do things. We just say the dog should be trained. And so, what was the white dog doing last night in the movie? It has been trained by the best trainer in the world, and so it's going to train Rocky how to do things. And, of course, Rocky learned. But the big point being there, that those in charge, which is the trainer, the white poodle, those in charge took charge and said, just nothing to it. Here's what you do. This is what you do. That's what you do. And the expectation was there, the conviction was there, that it was absolutely taking place, and it did. And you see, this is where we have to build our consciousness in the conviction of what we are and what we believe. We've got the faith. The faith is that we are good people, and we are nice people, and we are enjoyable people. We're the kind of people that anybody could like and love. But do we have the conviction to stand up for it at all times? Was the little dog in any way bad at any time? He was just a joyful little dog, wasn't he? Were the children in any way bad at any time? They were just joyful children, doing silly things, you know, playing Mary Poppins, you know, and that was all just beautiful too. But what happened? What happened? The mother was frightened. And the mother, and what did the wolf say about the person who was standing outside the car? They were frightened. Mm-hmm. Fear is wonderful. I love fear in people, because I am in control then. That's what the wolf said. He says when he can make an animal fearful of him, or a person, then he's in control. And that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough. How can you stay self-confident? How can you stay with the conviction that all is in divine order? How can you stay with the conviction that you cannot be touched? You cannot be touched. I'll say that a million times. You cannot be touched. How can you stay with that conviction? Well, you stay with that conviction because that's your belief. That's who you are. Do you really believe you cannot be touched? Then you cannot be touched. If you don't believe that you cannot be touched, in other words, you can be touched, then you will be touched. Whatever your belief is, but, oh, that's pretty tough to have some trouble facing you, and then you say that I am not touched. Well, this is the master consciousness. And if you're ready for the master consciousness, then its result is yours. If you're not ready for it, then it's not yours. And we tie the whole package up with love, remember? And love together with conviction and faith are what is necessary to raise positive children. Now, what is the love all about? When anything comes to you, and you say, oh, why did that happen to me? That's terrible, 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 terrible. Why did that happen? Why did that happen? Why did somebody give me $1 million? I mean, that's terrible. Because they messed me up. They gave me $1 million, and I started spending the $1 million and enjoying it, and then all of a sudden it was gone. It was all gone. $1 million. Well, today that's easy. Back in Rockefeller's day, that was different, you know. They built entire beautiful buildings for $1 million, you know. Big office buildings and stuff. Now, think about it. Think about it. If somebody gave you $1 million, they'd mess you up. Because you didn't, you in the first place don't know how to spend it, you don't know how to keep it, you don't know how to make it grow, you don't know how to live with it, to enjoy it, and make yourself independent, but you just go and spend. And then your friends say, let's party. So you put on a party, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000, $100,000, and pretty soon, you know, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, yeah. Well, things cost money these days, you know. It's a little different than when we were youngsters last year. So, think about it. When I put faith, conviction, and love together, I raise positive children. When I love who I am and what I do, when I have conviction in whatever my beliefs are and stand up for them 100%, and when I have faith that all things work out for good, for them to love the love of the Lord, all things work out for good when we put positive causes in motion and beautiful things happen. This is true for you, it's for us, it's for everybody. Think about it. What was the name of the movie we saw last night?
Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking. It was about some puppies who started talking to each other, and they understood each other. It's quite charming. But what's your show? What's your theater? What's your event? If you put faith and conviction and love together, your event, which will be your child, your offspring, your creation, will be good and very good. So enjoy that, for I enjoy you, and have a lovely day. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.